As they were cleaning up their camp and saddling their horses, Kimberly saw something white on a nearby tree. She walked over to investigate and gasped. There was a sharp pocket knife stabbed into the tree trunk, pinning a handwritten note to the tree. "If you want to stay alive," the note said, "go home." Hearing Kimberly's gasp, Lindy called out to her, "What's wrong?" Kimberly could only point to the knife and note. Seeing her cousin so upset, Lindy left her horse and rushed over. She read the note and immediately looked around. Seeing nobody, she glanced at the ground for clues. There were only poorly outlined footprints in the soil. The bearer was wearing boots with lug soles. By that time, the other cousins had joined them. "I told you those coyotes were up to no good," said Tim, glancing at Robert. Jonathan tried to pull the knife out of the tree trunk, but the handle came off, leaving the blade still there.
"Cheap knife," said Jonathan.
"Cheap skate," said Kimberly. "The sooner we get out of here, the better."
Lindy showed the note to Gabby and then put it in her backpack for future reference. The group quickly stowed the rest of their gear, mounted, and started out on the trail again.
"You really did see someone yesterday," Tim said to Kimberly as he urged his horse forward. "We'd better get out of here."
The trail took them along the stream. It was a pleasant valley. The birds were chirping their happy morning songs. They soon came to some low, flat-topped granite boulders jutting out into the stream. The cousins could see American Indian grinding holes worn into the tops of the rocks. A small cave, probably once used as a shelter, was just across the stream. The group didn't take time to investigate, but hurried on. They wanted to put some distance between themselves and Cheapskate, or whomever had posted the warning note. When they got to a shallow place where the trail forded the stream, Gabby hastily stopped the group.
"Hold up," he said, warily studying some fresh hoof prints in the muddy soil. "Looks like the skunks are ahead of us."
He looked far up the trail but could see nobody.
"Do you think they're going to try to ambush us?" asked Kimberly.
"No telling, Missy, but I'm not one to give 'em a chance," said Gabby. "Two can play at this game. If I remember right, the trail forks ahead. Go to the right, it's easier but longer to get over that pass. Go left, it's harder, rockier and steeper, but shorter. What do you think?"
"Let's go the faster way," said Jonathan. The rest of the cousins agreed. Gabby glanced at Ben. Ben nodded his approval as well.
"Long as I can eat and drink and ride old Storm here," Ben said with a stronger smile, "I'm a happy camper."
As they crossed the stream, Tim's horse Mabel shied back and refused to go. Tim kicked and urged the horse to cross, but she was being stubborn as a mule. Kimberly rode back across the stream, took Tim's horse by the reins, led it across, and said,
"Gabby says, sorry, sometimes Mabel gets headstrong."
At the fork in the trail, the cousins could see several hoof prints heading on to the right fork. Leading the way, Gabby quickly turned on to the left fork. Just as he had told them earlier, the trail was narrower and soon grew steep. The riders had to lean forward and loosen their rein on the horses so the horses could pick their way on the rockier ground. Working harder, the animals became lathered in sweat.
"We'll rest the horses in that shady area under the oak up ahead," announced Gabby.
After resting for several minutes, the group set out again. They were gaining altitude rapidly. They could now overlook the valley they had slept in the night before.
"Look down over there,"
said Lindy, pointing to several riders on horseback on the other trail. Robert pulled out his binoculars to see who they were. One of